I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Apologies for the minimal content on the podcast. I've had a very busy day with a heap of stuff. We have got a big announcement on Sunday night coming at 8 p.m. so stay tuned for that on the Rugby League Guru page, and there will be a change to the podcast as well, so stay tuned for that. Very exciting times. But I thought I would give you guys just an update of what is doing with my Supercoach Classic team. We're obviously having a pretty good season. We're not used to being this relevant towards the back end of the season. We're currently ranked 110th overall, and we've got 5 trades up our sleeve. Beers and break-evens. We spoke about a billion options of who we could trade Nathan Cleary for this week. I'm still undecided, to be completely honest with you guys, what I'm going to do. At the moment, I'm down to 3 options, and I'll tell you all 3. I'll tell you which way I'm leaning at the moment, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am probably going to go a little bit off vibe as the weekend plays on, and depending on how my team goes, because I really am up in the air as to what I'm going to do. So 5 trades left. I will either use no trades or 1 trade this week. I am leaning towards using 1 trade though. Now, I've got Nathan Cleary. He was my skipper last week. One of the great bed shits of all time. 4 points there, out for the rest of the season. Same boat as everyone else. Got to trade him. Too much money to leave sitting there. 690K. But what move do we make with him is the big question. Now, for me, I am seriously considering waiting a week and then trading Nathan Cleary next week just to see how it all plays out, because I'd be happy with my 17 if I did do that. I've got to find 17 to get through this week, but I am seriously considering trading him this week too. And on Tuesday, yeah, when we recorded Beers and Break Evens, I sort of had my mind set on David Nofaluma from the Melbourne Storm. He obviously plays in about 2 hours or so I'm going to have to be quick with my decision, but I have wavered a little bit off David Nofaluma, and I am now leaning towards Adam Dewey. He's the pick that I think I'm going to go with to bring him in this week. I just love that he is the main guy at the Tigers now, with Hastings out, with Brooks out. Everything's going to have to go through him. They play the Newcastle Knights this weekend, which is a great matchup. But then after that, their run isn't fantastic, let's be honest here. But I just think watching the Tigers the last 2 weeks, maybe they have turned a corner and maybe Dewey can compete over the next few weeks and put up big scores. I think the beauty of this is that my squad is deep enough that I wouldn't have to play Dewey every single week. I could pick and choose when I play him. I would have him in my CTWs, not in my 5'8s. My halves at the moment are Nico Hines and Jerome Hughes. My 5'8s are Cam Munster and Drinkwater. So Adam Dewey, he would slide into my CTWs. And Val Holmes, Joey Manu, well, Val Holmes this week, he will move into my fullback role. So Adam Dewey, I can pick and choose when I play him. So I do like that about him. He is dual position center wing 5'8". So if I do have an injury in the 5'8 role between Drinkwater and Munster, I have got a bit of versatility there as far as what I can do. But I'm not totally sold on Adam Dewey. The reason why I'm not totally sold is sort of the same reason why I am sold to some extent. What worries me is that Adam Dewey in this West Tigers team, he is the main guy. There's no doubt about it. But the last few weeks, I think he's been playing outstanding football out the back of Jackson Hastings. Without him, the team changes a lot. I think you'll see Joe Offa-Hengawi play that role, potentially Tyrone Peachy, neither of which, I know they've named Fanua Bowl there as well, but I can't really see him playing that role. I think that's just a team list sort of thing. Neither of which are at the same level as Jackson Hastings as a ball distributor. The beauty of Jacko is that he's very unselfish. He creates a lot of space for the guys outside him. And I think that Adam Dewey was playing really well off the back of that. I have a look at Dewey's scores. They've been pretty solid, but I do always worry about getting a guy from a team like the West Tigers that's at the bottom of the ladder, despite them seemingly turning it around over the next last few weeks. I'm not overly confident on it. Last week's 122, which was great. The week before that, a 51. The week before that, scored a try, got 87. So, I mean, from what we've seen so far, that's three games with an average of, around about 80 or so. So, very good. Got the Newcastle Knights, the Sharks, the Roosters, the Dragons, the Raiders. So, I love the Newcastle Knights matchup. I love the Dragons matchup. It's the Cronulla, Roosters, and Raiders games that worry me a little bit, especially without Jackson Hastings. But as I said, I have got a deep enough squad to be able to pick and choose when I play him. David Nofaluma, on the other hand, I really like the look of him. I've been a big fan of him. Well, I haven't been a big fan of him for a long time, but just this week, I like the move to the Melbourne Storm. His matchups, though, he plays the Gold Coast Titans this week, which I really like that. I think he does well later tonight, but then he's got the Panthers, the Broncos, the Roosters, the Parramatta Eels. That run home worries me, especially with the way Melbourne have been playing. Despite the Penrith Panthers, missing their halves, I still think defensively they'll be good. I think Melbourne will struggle against them. The Broncos, despite them not playing their best footy the last 2 weeks, I still think they'll be able to go head-to-head with the Melbourne Storm. And as for the Roosters and the Parramatta Eels, they're both top eight teams that I think will compete, especially as they're going to be two teams that are still going to be in the hunt for top four and holding on to top eight spots. So I've eased a lot on David Nofaluma. I came into the week very excited about him, very keen on him, very determined to bring him in. The longer the week goes, the closer I get to making my decision, the more I'm leaning towards Adam Dewey. But there is a number of reasons why I'm worried about Adam Dewey. The other option is to bring in Latrell. Now, I don't have Latrell Mitchell on my side. His ownership is very, very high in the top 100, obviously. It's definitely a bit of an anti-pod play by me. I just feel like with Latrell Mitchell that if I can survive this week, if I can get through this week against the Warriors and he doesn't absolutely brain it, then I'll be okay. But fuck, it is scary not owning him this week because he really could do anything. It is a definite option for me to bring him in. There is no doubt about that. But I have anti-potted him so far and it has done pretty well for me so far. So I don't know. I'm torn. I don't think I'll go Latrell. I'm pretty confident I won't. I think if I've lasted this long without him, I'm not going to let one game against the New Zealand Warriors make me shit myself and bring him in. So hopefully the Warriors can mark up on Latrell. They can keep him a little bit quieter than what he has been the last few weeks. And then hopefully that tough run of Latrell Mitchell can sort of sink in and hopefully it can slow him down a little bit. As I said, this weekend he's got the New Zealand Warriors, but then he goes Parramatta, Penrith, Cowboys, Roosters. Pretty tough on the way home. Penrith, obviously, they're missing a couple of troops, as we said, but Parramatta, North Queensland, Sydney Roosters, I think they're all going to be playing for things in the games they play them. Parramatta trying to hold on to top eight, potentially top four, same as the Sydney Roosters and the Cowboys. Still in round 24, I don't think they will have a home final locked up, so they will be playing for that home final. I just think that Latrell Mitchell potentially goes a little bit quiet. Played 87 minutes on the weekend, scored 52, obviously lost a couple of points for missed field goals and whatnot, but I just think in these games on the run home, he can go sub 70 or so, which is still a good score. I don't think he'll go much below 70, but I do think he can go quiet. I think over the next 4 weeks, take out the Warriors game, I think Parramatta, Penrith, North Queensland, Sydney Roosters, I think he'll average under 70. At the moment, he's averaging about 77. I'll say he averages 65 for the run home there. That's my prediction. You look over the last 5 weeks, he's averaged 96. The last 3 weeks, average 96 as well. I think that'll drop significantly once we get this New Zealand Warriors game out of the way. I'm very nervous about everyone that's captaining Latrell, scares the living fucking shit out of me. But as I said, just hoping to get through this week, And then hopefully some good defensive games can stifle Latrell Mitchell. So as it stands right now, I am leaning towards Adam Dewey. That's the player I'm looking at. I, like all of you guys, I have little Supercoach freakouts last night, and I definitely had one last night. I was considering playing Isaac Tungo over Angus Crichton. Thank fucking God I didn't. I ended up playing Angus Crichton, 84. I think he will update to about 90 or so happy with that. I played Joey Manu, who got a 44. Hopefully he goes up. He seemed to do a lot of work to me last night without coming up with any attacking stats. And James Tedesco with a very impressive 96, as he always does. So it's been a good start to the weekend for me. I think the vast majority of people own Joey Manu, unless your name is Tim Williams. Outside of that, Angus Crichton only owned by 50% in the top 100, so his 84, which I think will turn into a 90, mid-90 score. Very happy with how that's played out. My team this week, I think I will bring in Dewey. At the moment, that's my plan to bring in Dewey. I am leaning more towards, out of the other two options, bringing in Nofaluma or not bringing in anyone. I'm probably leaning towards not bringing anyone and holding the five trades for next week. But Dewey is probably the favourite play for me at the moment. My team going into this weekend, I have Harry Grant at hooker. My reserve hooker will be Jazz Tavanga. He's just got injured and ruled out for the season. I have got enough trades to be able to turn him into someone decent over the next few weeks. I'll be keeping a close eye on Damian Cook. He might be the play moving forward, but I'm very open to anyone there, but I'm not really sure if there's anyone standing out to me that could be a get on. If Ruben Cotter can get back to his old minutes over the next 2 weeks or so, I will seriously consider bringing him in. We then got Joey Tapine and Isaiah Papali'i. They will be our front rowers. On the bench, we'll have enough, and we'll have Fanua Bowl from the West Tigers. He will not be a reserve for us though. Our back row this week, we're going to go with Fifita, Taumalolo, Angus Crichton, Olakuwatu on the bench. We're gonna have enough that's not going to be a reserve. And I'm also going to not reserve Isaac Tungo. So he's going to be a non-playing player for me this week, as will a few other Panthers, which we'll touch on soon. My halfback, starting halfback, will be Nico Hines. He will be my captain this week. My reserve halfback, who will have the R next to his name, Jerome Hughes from the Melbourne Storm. Cameron Munster, he will be my VC tonight, playing fullback against the Gold Coast Titans. And on the bench, another reserve will be Scotty Drinkwater against the Canterbury Bulldogs. My CTWs, I'm going to go Joey Manu last night. My next three are going to be Ruben Garrick, Adam Dewey as it stands right now, or Mulatalo, who takes on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. I think the Sharkies win big, hence the Nico Hines captaining and playing Mulatalo. That means that on my...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Extended bench, I'm not going to reserve Brian To'o or Taylor May, and not Grant Anderson either, obviously. So I'm going to sort of leave my Penrith boys this week. I'm not going to have any Penrith boys in my team this week against the Canberra Raiders down there. I think the Raiders put up a pretty good fight, so I'm going to leave them for this week. James Tedesco is my starting fullback, and my reserve fullback, my second fullback, who is going to be my fourth reserve, is going to be Valentine Holmes, who takes on the Canterbury Bulldogs. As I said, Nico Hines is going to be my captain. I'm pretty confident I stick with Adam Dewey this week against the Newcastle Knights. And then moving forward, I can use him when I want, but I can also sub in Brian To'o, Taylor May. I might even move Grant Anderson to another big-time CTW as well. I just have to find who it's going to be. Depending on Latrell Mitchell's form over the next few weeks, it could be him moving forward. At the moment, with Dewey in there, that leaves me with $372,000 in my remaining in my salary cap with four trades left. So there's plenty of moves that I can make on the way home. It's just a matter of making the right ones. Guys that I'm probably looking at moving forward, a Cam Murray could become interesting. I know Timmy's very high on him. I've never been as big on Cam Murray. Payne Haas, if he's playing big minutes, we'll wait and see what his score updates to last night. there are a heap of options that I can look to over the next few weeks. The Cronulla Sharks obviously have a really good run. Could potentially look at a Dykes or one of those guys moving forward with Will Kennedy out. But I just want to sit on my hands and watch it for a week before we make a big splash like that. But at the moment, I'm heavily leaning towards playing Dewey. I've kind of convinced myself on it the longer this podcast goes. But I am worried, guys, that without Jackson Hastings, the Tigers could be a little bit of a different side, and maybe it could affect that of Adam Dewey. But I just think he's going to be the main guy in this team. He's going to have touches. He's going to goal kick. I think they do well against the Newcastle Knights at Campbelltown, who are in absolute fucking disarray. But the Tigers draw after that worries me. But as I said, I can pick and choose when I play him. That's all of my thoughts heading into Supercoach Round 21 on Open Slather there for you guys to pick and choose what information you want to take from it, what information you want to leave. That's where I'm sitting right now. Cameron Munster, VC against Gold Coast Titans tonight. And then my skipper will be Nicho Hynes, 7:35 Saturday night at PointsBet Stadium, taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Hopefully he turns up for me. And fingers crossed, the main man I'll be watching this weekend is the one guy that I don't have, Latrell Mitchell. I need him to go reasonably quiet against the Warriors. Even if he gets 90, I'll be happy to take that because I think he's got potential to go 150-odd in this game. It could be anything for the South Sydney Rabbitohs against the New Zealand Warriors, who have made an absolute stack of changes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.